Good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, you're all animated this morning. Would you join me this morning in going to our Lord in prayer? Almighty God, we give you thanks for this day. We thank you, Lord, for, as was said earlier, the snow, that it shows us, Lord, that it covers all, that it makes us, Lord, not the snow, but you, whiter than snow. All our sins are cast away, Lord. And we thank you that we're made, even though our sins are as red as blood, they're as white as snow. Thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, Lord, for this time to gather to worship you. We thank you, Lord, for your presence, your word, your love, your mercy, your grace, and for the life that was given for us. In Jesus' precious name, we give you praise and thanks. Amen. Two things before Bonnie gets up here with announcements this morning. In your worship folders, your bulletins, there is a piece of paper that was folded incorrectly. That was me. I don't know why it ended up the way it is. But you're going to see this in there. It's a study on the sermon. There's two in there this week. That's why there's a full sheet of paper. One from last week's sermon and one for this week's sermon. Me and co-pilot and ChatGPT had a conversation, and I said, here's my sermon, make this into a seven-question study, and it spit it out. We had some conversation but getting it correct, but yeah. So since it's that difficult, and my daughter has been encouraging me to do this, I figured I'd give it a try. So yes, if you open this sheet of paper up, there's one whole for last week's and one for this week's. And you will, Brock says you'll be graded, but this is for your study. Yeah, big curve. Yeah, big curve. You're welcome. Graded on a curve, as it were. Moving on. As I said, I want to make sure I made this clear. This is for your use. It's for your growth. It's for you. Next week, it will be a half a sheet of paper both sides instead of being folded incorrectly and just a mess. So just bear with it. Prayer cards are right in front of you. You can fill those out for your prayer requests. I asked for prayer yesterday for Katie Douglas. She was taken to the hospital 30 weeks pregnant. Scared me to death because she was having contractions and pain that didn't make sense. She is home. She is fine, dehydrated, but keep her in your prayers. I know it gave her a scare, so yeah. Any other prayer requests you have or praises put on here, and that is a praise. We're thanking the good Lord for answered prayer. Morning again. You're all looking still awake, so that's a good thing. I didn't tell Brock I was doing this, and my apologies. I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 3 real quick before we get to where we're at in the Lord's Prayer right below that. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he then became hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread." And it goes on from there. The point I'm trying to show you is that Jesus fasted for 40 days. Then in Matthew, where we're at today, we're going to look at verses. We're going to go down from 9 through 18 because they're all connected. Jesus is teaching the model prayer, and he says to them, "Pray then in this way: Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive other people for their offenses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive other people, then your Father will not forgive your offenses." And that's what we've been looking at. Going on today. "Now, whenever you fast, do not make a gloomy face as the hypocrites do, for they distort their faces so that they will be noticed by people when they are fasting.
Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But as for you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that your fasting will not be noticed by people, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Now, I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible, so yours may see a little bit differently, but it basically says those things. Now, we have looked at the Lord's model prayer, and we've done it for the last 3 weeks, on forgiveness, on how to forgive as we have been forgiven. We, following this model prayer, are to seek our Father, our Heavenly Father's will, that it's done here on earth as it is in heaven, and that we are to ask for our daily needs to be met, and we are to ask for the strength to forgive as we have been forgiven, and we are to ask for the strength to resist the enemy's temptations not to forgive. And that's what we've looked at for 3 weeks. We looked at forgiveness. We spent a little bit longer than that here. It is a given that we are to pray. Period. We're to pray. That's communication. We commune with God by prayer, right? How and for what is explained here in these verses in the Lord's Prayer? And like I said, we invested about 2 months in doing that. So we should understand a little bit. We are to pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. And in Romans 12:12, we are told to be constant in prayer. We are told not to be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgivings to let your requests be known to God. We're told over and over again throughout the Bible to pray, and to pray consistently or constantly. Now, first and foremost, I want you to understand, I do not believe in coincidence. No coincidence. Not for a Christian. For a Christian, that's God, something that he's trying to show me or you or us. Okay? It is such a coincidence that we are looking at fasting at the beginning of Lent. Such a coincidence. Lent traditionally begins 40 days before Easter, not counting Sundays. In case you didn't know that, our friends in the other traditions and fellowships, especially amongst the Catholics, do not count Sundays. So they started theirs on Ash Wednesday this past week. Guess what day, coincidentally, is 40 days exactly from Easter? No. Tuesday, the night of prayer. Hint, hint. Tuesday, the night of prayer. Lenten, or Lent, is come from the English, Old English word, lecten. Okay? I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, forgive me. Lecten, which means lengthening days. Which refers to, when do the days get longer? In the spring. So Lenten is referring to lengthening days, which is referring to the spring when things become new. Okay? All things new. So, and as I said, many traditions do the 40 days. Some do the 40 days Lent from Ash Wednesday on. We're looking at 40 days. 40 exact days, which is, again, this Tuesday. In either case, whether you do it one way or the other, the 40 days are a time of repentance, fasting, reflection, and ultimately the celebration of the resurrection, which is on Easter Sunday, which is ends the 40 days. There is no commandment in the Bible referring to Lent. No commandment in the Bible to tell us to fast 40 days. There's no commandment to do that. Just want to understand that. Those 40 days traditionally represents God's or Christ's time of fasting in the wilderness. That's where it comes from. The temptations that he went through in the wilderness. It's where he was tempted by the enemy. In this world, we too face temptation. And it must be overcome. Right? To him who overcomes. Go read chapters 2 and 3 of Revelation. And it, 7 times. To him who overcomes will be given. And there's a list. Right? You can read that. To him who overcomes. We must stay the course if we want to see heaven. If we want to experience time, eternity with God. Now, Lent is the time in which many choose to follow Christ by fasting. It is a time when we can, as believers, fast and pray with a focus on self-examination in light of the sacrifice and the life that was given for us. That's where we need to keep our mind focused, why we're doing it, right? And you're going to find you're going to get a lot more teaching today than you're going to get preaching, just so to let you know. But this was important. It is intended to be a time of self-denial, moderation, fasting, and the forsaking of any and all sinful activities and habits that may come to light during the time of fasting. God has a habit, I'm speaking from my own self, I know what's wrong, but then I have this attitude. And he'll go, right here, we need to work on this. And he points it out. And I have a choice. I can, well, this is my attitude, and I'm going to keep it. The rest of them are wrong, not me. Or I can hand it over to him and hope and pray that through the empowerment and enablement of the Spirit, I can get rid of that attitude, that bad attitude. There's good attitudes that we need to have, but there's bad attitudes. I don't know what you were saying over there. I don't want to know. 94. 94 has nothing to do with it. I have a perfectly good attitude when I'm behind the wheel. It's the rest of those people. I know. Self-denial. The entire season of Lent is a reminder that we are to turn away from what does not matter and turn towards what does. Is a time of recommitment to following Jesus and to sharing his love with our neighbors. And during this time, we are to think about ways we may have fallen short. To say I'm sorry and repent. To seek that forgiveness we've been talking about. And Lent invites us, by God's grace, to try again. To try again. Jesus places his teaching on fasting right after telling us to pray for and seek forgiveness. We are not to make it known that we are fasting, putting ashes and stuff all over us and sackcloth and, oh, I'm so hungry. I haven't touched my cell phone in 2 hours. We're supposed to fast from things. We'll get into that in a little bit. Give them up, right? No gloomy expressions, no whining, no complaining. We are to go about our normal bit routines, our normal business, and when we would have done what we're giving up, we take that time and focus on God and self-examination. And what he's asking us to be. We get a little closer to him through it all. We seek God. We pray. We go to his word. And then when we do all that in secret, we don't let everybody know we're doing it. I mean, some people are going to know that if you're a Christian, you're probably fasting during this time. But you're not going to brag about it, right? When we do that, and we do it in secret, then our Father who sees what is done in secret will also reward you. Don't expect your ship to come in. Our Father rewards us the things that we need. to spiritually grow, to be more spiritual. All this being said, I want to encourage you, all of you, those of you at home, to join with me in fasting for the next 40 days starting Tuesday. I invite you to come out and pray with us as we start the fast. And I'm going to ask you to fast through a time of reflection and self-examination and confession and repentance, okay? All those things. I want to ask you to fast for spiritual growth, for us as individuals and for us as a church. And you may have other things that come to light, by all means. If God's pointing it out, deal with it. Fast through it, okay? Now, you did notice that Jesus said, whenever you fast, not if. Nobody likes to hear this part. Jesus said, when you fast. He didn't say, if you fast. When you fast. So we're to fast. All of us. There's no way around it. Just like prayer, we're to be fasting. Jesus fasted 40 days. Moses fasted. The Jews and the Israelites fasted as a country and as a people. Mordecai and Esther fasted. Ezra, Nehemiah, Joel, Daniel fasted. The Pharisees fasted. John the Baptist's disciples fasted along with John. Cornelius fasted. Anna fasted. Paul and the early church fasted. And they fasted for various reasons. Grief. Crisis. Humility. David fasted so that he would not lose his son. For forgiveness. For preparation. Intercession for others. You can, for ministry, for direction and repentance. All of which we can also fast for. Again, I want to ask you to fast for spiritual growth for us. Maybe there's something that you need that pertains to your walk that you need to fast for. Maybe you need strength to forgive or discernment for a decision, for guidance. I don't know about you, but every time I can get on my knees to pray, help me, Lord, to get through this day. Because I don't know what it's going to bring. So keep me close and guide me. Give me the words to say when I need to say them and not a minute before. In Joel, there's a call to fast. It's a solemn assembly is what it's called. I'm going to read to you from Joel. This is chapter 2, verses 12 through 16. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with all that motivates you, right? We talked about that before. With all your heart. And with fasting, weeping, and mourning, and tear your heart, not merely your garments. Now return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in mercy, and relenting of catastrophe. Who knows? He might turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, resulting in a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord our God. Blow a trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast. Proclaim a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and nursing infants. Have the groom come out of his room and the bride out of her bridal chamber. When they called a fast for the country, it meant everyone. And everyone was to fast. Jesus said, when you fast. In Daniel, when Daniel fasted, in this is chapter 10, verses 2 and 3, in those days I, Daniel, was mourning for 3 weeks. I ate no delicacies, no meat or wine entered my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all for the full 3 weeks. I do not think that the church suffers from too much fasting or too much prayer. We are called to fast and pray. What is important to remember is the attitude behind the fasting and prayer, or prayer and fasting, the attitude behind it. Jesus gave up his life in heaven to come here and walk as a man. He then gave up his life for you, for me, for us, for any and all, whosoever chooses to believe. And as we talk about, and I tell you all the time, believing is putting into action the knowledge you have received by faith. The knowledge you have, not the knowledge I have or the knowledge your neighbor has. What knowledge do you have of God that you need to put into action? It's up to you, right? So I'm going to ask you, what is it that you are willing to give up, fast from, during the Lenten season? Think about it. Is there one thing that I think, that you think, that needs to go in today's church? Just think of the one thing. Because the one thing that I keep coming up with is the superiority either to those outside the church or those inside who think and do things differently than we do. And I'm talking the capital C church. Our brothers and sisters in the assembly worship the Lord a little bit different than we do. And we worship a little bit differently than our brothers and sisters in the Baptist church or the Federated or the Methodist church or the Catholic church for that matter. Whether you believe it or not, there are Christians in every denomination, every fellowship, every tradition that's out there. And during this time, we fast. We take and make room for God to move in our lives. We seek direction. We seek guidance. And I don't think we need to pray for that superiority to go away just through Lent. I think that has to happen throughout the whole year. That we have to remember that we're part of God's church. A congregation, a fellowship, a tradition that may differ a little bit differently from those around us. But we're all brothers and sisters. We need to remember that. If you decide to fast, in a traditional fast, it can be from food entirely. You can solid food. I have known people to say, we're having soups. I'll drink chicken broth and beef broth. You can mix it up, make a chicken one night, beef the next. You can give up a day of or three of fasting. You can give up a meal every day for the next 40 days. I'm not going to eat breakfast. That's what I'm going to do. I'll let you know. I'm not going to eat breakfast, and this is really going to hurt. I'm going to give up donuts and cookies. But I didn't go that far. Don't push it. The freezer has to be cleaned out. No, I'm not even going to lie about that. Yeah, I've got till Tuesday, and the grandkids were coming, so we bought ice cream, and great-grandma bought also, so there's a lot in there. I've been trying. Got to get rid of it. Okay, you can fast from certain foods for a certain period, for the 40 days. You can fast from the modified Daniel fast is what I'm referring to, okay? Daniel fasted from meat and wine. You can eat vegetables. You'll survive. You can go without cookies and ice cream. Cinnamon rolls, that's part of that. What you cannot fast from liver and onions and broccoli or Brussels sprouts. That's not fair, okay? That's not something you're giving up because you're not eating it anyway. But the modified Daniel fast, certain foods like sweets or meat, it can be from caffeine, pop. I'm only going to use it as a phone. I'm not going to death scroll on Facebook. I'm not going to to play games. I'm not going to Keller. I'm not going to whatever you do on your phone. For the next 40 days, it will be a phone. You can just fast from Facebook. I've seen a lot of people do that. Like I said, skip lunch. And when you skip lunch, and I did this when I was working at the plant. I have a half hour for lunch. I took that time, went out and sat in my vehicle and prayed and read God's word. Okay, just get away from everybody else because it's your time with the Lord now. If you skip breakfast in the morning, then spend time with the Lord. Pray when that time you would have ate. If it's lunch, like I said, if it's supper, if it's the snacks at night, you can just give up snacks at night. I mean, for me, that would be like, whew, okay? No cookies, no donuts. We're trying to slow down on the ice cream. No junk food. Think of the things that you can fast from. And then spend that time with the Lord. Spend it in prayer. It can be from TV, like I said. You can limit your screen time. Anything with electronics. And like I have written here, it could be from cookies and donuts or go to the extreme ice cream. We're not going to, I said extremes. Keep in mind that fasting is not about earning anything. There are traditions that teach you need to fast and do certain things to get back right with God. You're already right with God. All you have to do is ask for forgiveness, right? There's nothing you can do to make yourself right with God. So, but you can fast to get closer to God. I have the way I phrase it here in my notes is it's about making room. Making room for God. Room for God to speak. Room for God to heal. Room for God to lead. Room for God to transform. So you can grow spiritually, right? Fasting increases spiritual sensitivity. In Luke 2, Anna, excuse the expression, a little old lady, that's what she was, worshiped with fasting and prayer. And she was in the temple when they brought baby Jesus in, and she recognized him as the Lord. Fasting and prayer increases our sensitivity to things spiritual. Many other ones, they all missed them, but Anna got it. The rest of them didn't even really notice. And that's in Luke 2, verses 37 through 38. It opens our eyes, our perception and awareness to God's activity around us. There's no way around that. It is a practice of voluntary weakness, because it does make us a little weak, that opens us to God's strength. I have heard people say that they cannot fast in the traditional sense. And yet, we'll fast. Well, you're going to have your tonsils out, so you can't eat tomorrow for the operation that's the day after tomorrow. And we'll go without food. We'll whine about it, but we'll go without it. You see, once you get past that initial feelings of hunger and weakness, and I fast for 3 days, okay? When I start this fast, I'm going to fast for 3 days, no food. The first day is the worst. Second day, third day, not even you don't even think about it. At least I don't. And then I'll break my fast. Now, this year, I'm going to break it at lunchtime because I'm not eating breakfast. I'm letting you know that there's things you can do, okay? The benefits of fasting are not just for those with self-control, because a lot of people, well, I could never do that because I couldn't give up, whatever. I will tell you that fasting increases your self-control. So if you're struggling with something and you want self-control over it, fast, because it works. And it doesn't have to be from that thing that you're struggling with, though it should be, because that's what God's trying to get you away from. Then you need to fast from all that. It's making room for God. Fasting moves us closer to God when and as we pray. You can't get past, they go together. Okay? We need to pray for spiritual church growth, for all of God's church. We're actually praying for revival when we do that, so you know. We need to pray for our kids, our grandchildren, our country, for unity, for the lost, for God's guidance and the mission of the church. We can fast for any of those things or all of them. But think of something specific that you can pray for during your time of fasting. And it's up to you to fast. I'm inviting you to join me in a fast. I'm not telling you you have to, but I will keep an eye on things when I see you out and about. And if you have ice cream or cookies or donuts, it's not my fault you get tackled. Just saying. We're going to do something a little bit differently today than I've never done since we've been here. I'm going to ask you all to stand and to get outside of your chairs and outside of your rows and join hands through as much as we can. Mike, would you get them out in the back, please, and ask them if they want to come out for prayer in the two rooms, please. There's nobody back there? Oh, there's nobody. You're good. Thank you. You did a great job. I'm going to just come out so we can get through the rows, wherever it is. We'll go right down through the rows. We'll make a circle here. I don't know how we're going to do it, but it will work.
It'll work.
Just, you may have to move up to get through the middle of the church somewhere because we're not as many here as I thought there were. So let's just make it up through the second row. How's that? Second or third row. Hello, sweetie. You want to close your open?
Neither.
No, you're going to have to start. I'll close. Switch side with me. Because that way you can go that way. There's a bear.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Jump in line, guys. We're going to pray.
Got to stick him in my pocket.
Yeah, anybody's hand. Do you want to come in here with us? If you do not want to pray, just squeeze the hand next to you so that they know that they're up. Okay? I will close in prayer however you feel led.
Which way are we going?
Your way. Mindy just found out she's going first.
No, that's the perks of being a pastor's wife.
Let's pray.
Heavenly Father, most holy God, we come to you today, God. And God, as we begin this season before Easter, we're coming to you and we're giving ourselves to you.
Yes.
We're willing to give up for your kingdom, Father God, whether it be the cell phone, food, TV. God, I pray that each one of us here would concentrate on you, your love, your peace, your almighty protection, Father God. And God, I pray for the spiritual growth,
yes, Jesus,
in this church.
Yes, Jesus.
God, I pray that we would be a beacon in this community. I pray that you would be with a capital C church, Father God. God, I pray that we would commune together. The Baptists, the Presbyterians, the Lutherans, the,
yes,
all of us, Father God, I pray that we would commune together, break down those denominational walls, and help us to praise you, praise your name. These things we ask in your name.
Heavenly Father, I ask specifically that you would give me the strength to give up the things that I know I spend too much time on. I can't do it without you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Send your Holy Spirit,
Jesus' name,
to give me the strength to spend more time with you. I ask it in Jesus' name.
Lord, as I continue my prayer, as being a parent, Lord, I just ask that you give me the strength and the wisdom, Lord, to help not only lead my family, but lead others, Lord, as we go through this.
Yes.
Lord, that may put down the electronics and spend the time with you, not only at home, but at work, Lord, that we would be able to show your love to others, that you would guide us and grow us, Lord, through this fast, that we would be able to be the witnesses we need to be to others, Lord. Lord, I just look forward to how your plan of the spiritual growth will work out, Lord.
Yes.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Thank you, Lord. Praise your name.
God, we do look forward to this season. Lord, it's such a reminder of celebration of what you've done for us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the message today, that we can travel this together and encourage one another. And that you are with each and every one of us. So I pray for your church, your family, right here, your body, that we continue to lift up each other and be blessed in that way.
Heavenly Father, I take this time to ask that you would search my heart, Lord. Make known to me what you would have me give up during this time of Lent. And Lord, that would be my prayer for each and every one of us. It would take that time to ask that you would search each and every heart and let it be known to what they would have to give up. Just to get closer to you, if nothing else, Lord.
Yes.
Help us to grow.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, I just lift up this whole congregation, Lord, and have them reach out to you to find out what truly they need to give up, not something they just want to give up.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray that we will all get the strength and love and all that you give us every day for being obedient to you.
Father, I come before you, we all come before you today, as always, in humble thanks. And I want to thank you for the many blessings that I know we all experience in your family and from you directly. And I would pray that you'd open our eyes to be able to see more of those. And I would pray that as we take the time to commune with you and to pray, when we think about doing things that we're giving up, take that time to get close to you. Give us discernment. Guide us and direct us as we go. In Jesus' name.
Father, God, as I bow to you today, I agree with what the girl's saying. We are a living, breathing, walking testimony.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
But Lord, we look forward to what you're going to do through us.
Yes, Jesus.
And in us.
Yes,
in this time
Jesus.
Of that.
Grow us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Grow us,
Lord.
Spirit.
In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, I just pray that you not only give me the strength, but give everybody else the strength to be that testimony for other people. Give us the light. To be a light to others and bring them to your word.
Thank you.
Father, I ask you today to cover your church, the big state capital church, with the power to spread your word.
Yes, Jesus.
To bring others into your congregation. And Lord, I ask you to be with this country. We're in sad shape, and we need your help.
Yes,
help us but you.
Yes, Jesus.
And so we're seeking that help today during this Lenten season. Help us to give up things that make us stronger and more available for your use.
Yes, yes.
Father God, I come to you today for our living situation, Lord, to let me handle it with love and discernment.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, you guide us. Everything we do, Lord. We lift up this church, Lord. We let for growth, for learning. Father God, there's so much more that I could put in, but I just ask for your guidance, Lord, in Jesus' name.
I pray, God, for every person here that they will find the strength to fast something in their lives, and through their fasting, they will draw closer to you.
Yes.
Yes.
They will fast not just for themselves, but they will fast, God, because they love you. And that's what will carry them through, the love for you. And just give them peace and joy and strength in their fasting, and know, God, that you're with them all the way.
Yes, Lord.
We love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this opportunity to draw closer to you. In Jesus' name.
Father God, I thank you for this sermon. I didn't realize it was Lent. And I have heard you, Father. I need to set up a study from all the distractions, Father. I need to get into your word and put on your armor, dear Lord. Thank you.
Help him, Father. Yes. Lead him by your Holy Spirit.
Lord, you know my needs and how great they are at the moment. So I'll be leaning heavily on you for the next
show yourself strong.
As a former Catholic, I already actually have given something up for Lent. I already started doing that, so I guess I'm all set there, but I'm doing everything I can, Lord, to try and win your favor.
Thank you, Lord, for all that you do in our lives. I tell you that you're first and foremost in my life. I ask that you would guide us during this time, that you would help us to become closer to you, to love you, to reach out to others that may not know you.
Yes.
And I thank you for what you're
going to
do in our lives during this time.
Yes, yes,
Lord. Praise your name.
I'm excited, Lord.
Father God, I come before you and praise you and thank you for your son, Jesus, that you sent to earth to take the sins of the world. Just open our eyes to this season. And it's a season for Jesus.
Yes.
Father, thank you for what you've already given. Pray that you would give us guidance in this time and help us
trust close to you, Lord.
Quiet and reflect.
Father, I just pray that you minister to each one of us, God, and please minister to your church. We bring healing and revival to your church, God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I pray that you give everyone strength during this time of Lent.
Like, God, that you give us strength and guidance and put our form and family and get into your word, God, and just grow with you.
Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this incredible church family. And I ask that over these next couple months we would grow more in fellowship and in your spirit together.
Father, I too thank you for this church family that you knit together, and we are in this together. And I thank you, Lord, that you love us so much that you won't leave us where we're at.
That's right.
Draw us closer and deeper. I ask that you would help us, help me to have soft, receptive hearts and make the changes that need to be made to be stronger and healthier.
It is so good to be in your presence, Father. It is so good to hear your people praise your name, lift their hearts and their words to you. It is so good. Brother, it is just with your people, Lord.
Father, I pray that you would mold us, shape us. Father, I pray that you would draw us closer to you and closer to each other. I pray, Lord, that we would be willing, Lord, to be open and honest before one another and allow your love or your people to minister and to challenge and build up your church. So,
and God, I'm remembering that while you fasted for 40 days, the enemy came and tempted you into trials and tribulations, and I can imagine that will happen with us as well. So please protect us and
keep us strong in you.
Ministering angels to feed us and guide us with the word and the bread that really matters. Just as your ministering angels and your Holy Spirit care for and protect Jesus in his time of fasting, and I ask that you do the same for us. And that we would also, like Bonnie said, hold each other accountable so that we can gain support from each other and not have to do this alone. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, as we head into Lent, those of us who are fasting, Lord, just have us remember that we should be anointing our heads with oil. We should be having smiles on our faces, even as the hunger pangs attack us, as the desire to do the activities that so much make our lives busy. As we give that stuff up, let's put smiles on our faces and rejoice in the reward that's with you, Lord, not with what's in the world and what we share together, but it's between you and us, Lord. Thank you.
Lord, I ask that you give us the love and the strength and the trust and the honesty to love each other. Lord, honest. No show, no judgment, no nothing. Lord, just give us the strength as a church to love each other.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Father, I thank you. I thank you for this family. I thank you for the opportunity. Lord, I just pray and ask for forgiveness of sins and attitudes. May this be a season of growing closer to you, using us, Lord, as we walk out these doors to share your joy. Lord, let us remember the reason for this season, but Lord, may it not end come Easter. May it be a daily walk. In Jesus' name I pray.
Father, we have gathered here to praise you, to thank you, and to lift our requests to you. I pray, Lord, that you would grow us spiritually. I pray, Lord, that you would help us to forgive. I pray, Lord, that you would be involved and strengthen us as we seek to be with you. Lord, we love you and we praise you and we thank you for what you're doing. I agree with all that was said here today. I lift these prayer requests up to you. And we just praise you, Lord, for who you are. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said, Amen. I would remind you, if you want to, that you can give up an hour of sleep on Sunday mornings to come to Sunday school. Come in for class. If you're giving up TV, spend time with your kids. Play games.
Like I did, but I didn't think it was really hard. And then when I started looking at the days and how that lined up, I went up.